The president of the Building and Construction Trades Council of South Central Wisconsin says union members see the casino as an economic magnet that will create new jobs and opportunities to recruit new union members. Mark Herman says the casino endorsement is linked to a training agreement with the tribe that's part of the union's commitment to increase the number of people of color in the building trades.
This is about increased job opportunities, worker training, and a more diverse labor force. We have already talked to the whole chunk about getting their members involved with apprenticeship programs in the building trades. This would help individual tribal members develop long-term careers.
The Ho-Chunk's current plan to expand its Madison Bingo Hall into a casino doesn't include any buildings, so there won't be any new construction jobs to start with. But Herman says the tribe has promised to hire local unionized contractors if it does add new facilities.
If they do consider expansion out there, we're going to be their first choice for doing that work.
The 500 new jobs the tribe says the casino will create won't be union jobs, but they'll provide pension and health care benefits. Opponents of the casino say the unions are being short-sighted. Reverend Tom Gray heads the National Coalition Against Legalized Gambling. He's working with a local group campaigning for a no vote on the casino referendum.
If there are more buildings that go up out there, it will be a direct drain on downtown Madison. The cranes will move out to that location, and it's a one-time future job that will impact downtown Madison.
Casino opponents will present their case for a no vote on the referendum to Rotary Club members at a forum next Wednesday. Meanwhile, union leaders say they've begun a mailing campaign to their members to get out the yes vote. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.